Hi everyone, this is Alan Forte. You get to be, and that's my message for today. As I get older, I often think of our four sons and the fact that they're heirs to all that we have simply because they're our sons. When we have anything of value and we pass away, it'll be theirs. They're my children, so they're entitled to anything that is mine. I get to be their dad, and they get to be my sons. When we're born to our earthly parents, we're their children, and so heirs to them because they're our parents. We already have their identity. Being an heir gives us whatever our parents has that of any value. In a similar way, we're sons and children and heirs to God when we believe in Christ. Our belief and our acceptance of Christ is how we get to be sons. But things are a little different when we're sons and heirs of God. Faith doesn't just make us sons. Being an heir and a son of God actually gives us a new identity. We will always be the children of our parents, but through Christ, we also get to be what we were not before, and that's children of God. We're no longer simply who we were. Scripture says it in this way in Galatians chapter 4, verse 7. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ Jesus. The key for us is to recognize and to value the things that we get to be and to do in life. No one will say with joy that they're happy to have to be a slave. But most of us would say we're overjoyed in that we get to be a free man. The spirit of Christ and of what it means to be a child of God is captured in the hearts that understand what it means to get to be. As a child of God, we get to partake in the grace of God. We get to experience the love of God. We get to walk by faith and not by sight. We get to receive mercy. We get to call God our Father. We get to have a relationship with Christ. We get to receive and to give forgiveness. And we get to live justified by our faith. And as important as any of that is, when we learn to live by what we get to be, we're blessed with overcoming attitudes. We learn to appreciate what we have to do because we're grateful for what we get to be. We learn to become our best at what we must do because we're given to be our best because of what we get to be. When we learn to look at who we get to be, we learn that it's a privilege to have to do many of the things that others would hate to do. Having a get-to-be spirit keeps us from focusing selfishly on ourselves and on the things that we believe we have to do. When God blesses you with the get-to-be spirit, you will never complain about the things that you have to do. God wants us to develop and to nurture this get-to-do spirit because with it, many of His miracles are manifested right before the eyes and in the lives of others. He uses those of us with a get-to-do spirit to touch the hearts of others with His message of Christ. When others see us giving up what is rightfully ours to have, because we get to be someone who can help others get a blessing of God, they're moved to wonder about the love and the work of God. So, let this be your heart and your spirit. Long for and seek after the get-to-be life. When you have it, you will no longer be a slave to your old self. Instead, God will favor you because you say to Him, I get to be your child, so I'm happy to be an instrument of your work in the lives of those that you know and of those that you love. There are believers, and there are those who need to be believers. There are those who are free from the captivity of the world, and there are those who need to be free. God looks for people who long to get to be the people that He can use to reach the people who need His touch, so that they too can get to be sons and heirs of all of His promises.